get that one book.
I can imagine what Pop would say about that when he would be using that money for something else.
That's right.
What do you call those buildings where they have a lot of books?
Library.
And there was no library.
Oh, no. If there wasn't a library, I didn't know somebody. You used to go to the superintendent office, that's why you had to go and buy them books. You go tell no library to hear these late years.
What other buildings made up the town did you have? Since you didn't have libraries, did you have any place for the mail?
Post office. I had a little small place for post office. And I always had a little place for jail. I lock up all them bad folks. Cold eyes.
What about a place where people could stay who were just visiting that you had?
No motels that you had to get. Find some friend or something. A boy that had a bone house. Then they call a bone house. But mighty few of them you could find. See, it was people didn't travel like they do today. Because, you know, you couldn't get too far in that mule and buggy, a horse and buggy. Was anybody go in horse and buggy? They were going to see some of their relatives or something. They had a place to stay. Because you didn't have enough bed to make parents sleep down on the floor. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had them motels and Holiday Inns and all that. If they had, wouldn't have no money to pay two.
Maybe two nights for two eggs or something like that.
They would let them stay there for eggs or syrup. You know, well, I give you a peck of taters.
What's a peck of taters? Peck of taters.
Well, that's a nut bucket. That ain't a bushy, you know. That's a small amount. Call that a pig, a half a bushel. A bushel. That's the only way. And you'd be the more gypsies come around, you know, and they trade pretty rugs and things for chickens, corn, stuff, hay, anything. They feed the mules on, you know. They'd always have pretty thing, you know. See, we ain't never, it ain't been used to nothing pretty like that, no pretty dishes and glass and thing. You go out there and steal all that corn out of the crib with potato while Papa get us something. What I'm telling you.
Did they ever tell fortunes?
Oh yeah, they tell fortunes. Well, let me tell you what happened to my dad. Gypsy come along here and tell his fortune. Gypsy. Turn on. A gypsy come along, you know, tell his fortune. Yeah. So he stopped up to the high. Won't tell fortune. My husband told us,